Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. America's oldest surviving public building from the original 13 colonies still has secrets to be revealed. Today, historians removed and opened a time capsule from a lion statue that had been perched on the facade of Boston's old statehouse. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the contents of that time capsule remain a mystery.
It's not often an historical organization like the Bostonian Society gets to make history, but today it did. At Skylight Studios in Woburn, amid the cluttered workplace filled with stone sculptures and portrait reliefs, stood the golden lion statue from Boston's old statehouse. Last month, the 8-foot-tall lion and a matching unicorn, pre-American Revolution symbols of the British monarchy, were taken here for R&R, restoration and repair. But then a rumor was confirmed. Robert Shure, head of Skylight Studios, stands on a ladder, lights a blowtorch, and melts away the copper band holding the lion's royal crown to its head. Last month, Shure threaded a tiny fiber-optic camera into the hollow 113-year-old statue to reveal a copper box inside the lion's head. It wasn't until 3 years ago that the Bostonian Society discovered a 1901 Boston Daily Globe news article describing the time capsule. As reporters and photographers look on, the lion readily gave up its box.
There it is. You can see the crown is hollow, like the whole statue. It's made out of hammered copper.
But the copper shoebox-sized container, sealed tight for more than a century, is reluctant to reveal its contents.
So bear with me a minute.
Finally, the box gives way to hammer drills and curiosity. The lid is pulled back. Inside, the copper is shiny. The box is dry. Good signs, says Bostonian Society archivist Elizabeth Rossio.
I have to say this is a lot cleaner than I was expecting. We can see some paper here that hasn't turned brittle or yellow, at least to look at it.
The 1901 news article said the time capsule was the idea of Boston's deputy superintendent of public buildings. Placed inside were newspapers, photos of elected officials, campaign buttons of McKinley and Roosevelt. But as Rossio tips the box, those artifacts can't be seen. They're covered with something unexpected.
We see a red hardback book, and it's surrounded by paper, but just in touching the paper, it seems like it's a bit firm, so we don't want to force it out we don't want to risk ripping it.
Rossio thinks the book is the family history of the man who built the old statehouse statues. The decision is made to take the box back to the Bostonian Society, where its contents will be carefully removed and preserved. Society President Brian LeMay says he's surprised, pleased, and relieved the time capsule is in such good condition.
The guys who put the stuff in this time capsule 100 years ago were essentially performing the work of a historian or a curator, deciding what is most important about the era and distilling it to just a few things.
Items from the time capsule will be displayed at the old statehouse, and history will repeat itself. Copies of the contents will be put into a new titanium box and placed inside the lion's head, along with new contributions, including a medal from the 2013 Boston Marathon. And you're invited to submit your idea for an artifact that future historians can discover. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
You can read about other time capsules around the Boston area and find a link where you can submit your ideas for what should go inside the lion at our website, wbur.org.